AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show on a Friday. The beginning of Passover for our Jewish friends. Happy Passover. And, of course, Good Friday within the Christian calendar with Easter coming up here on Sunday. Matt Hunter is in today.
Hey, Hello. Hunter.
Hey, how are you, man?
I'm good.
You got big plans for Easter?
Just going to church and then probably spending the day with my mom.
Oh, not. Well, that's big plans.
Yeah.
You know what the best thing is? We'll have to see. We have to look at what TMC, TCM, Turner Classic Movies, is airing. Because usually they got the good old biblical ones, you know, like Ben-Hur and The Robe. Those are on all day. And those, one of those things you forget. I mean, that's like, you know, stop the movie. We're going to have lunch, you know, because these were back when people had apparently huge bladders and could go through an entire movie that was like 5 hours long. Dear, the director's cut. What are you talking about? How many more chapters of the Bible did you need to put in that thing? Also, by the way, Easter Parade. Judy Garland, isn't that 1949? Something like that. Oh, it's always they have some good movies around the holidays.
Yeah, I love watching those.
So, well, good for you. And any other family, or just you and your mom?
Just me and my mom.
Good for you. I got a huge crew coming over.
That's
okay.
Fun.
That's okay. No, I was talking to someone else about this. Easter is actually one of the easiest holidays to do. Thanksgiving's a nightmare. I mean, because you got to cook so many things. You got turkey and stuffing and this ham. Is so brilliantly, and it's pre-cooked. I just got to warm it up. I mean, I just have to have the brain power at, you know, so I do the sunrise service on Sunday because I'm Catholic. Disclaimer, you do or don't do whatever it is you do or don't want to do. I'm Catholic. I'll do the sunrise service on Sunday. And then I just got to remember to put the dang thing in the oven. And done. I'll come back here in a little bit and see. It's warmer. What do you know? That's, I'm going to have so much ham, by the way. I just want to let you know. Do you like ham?
Oh, I love it.
Do you like split pea soup?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like egg salad?
Bring it on in.
All right. Yeah, I got news for you. Next week, it's going to be We're Fattening Up Hunter Week here on AM 950. It was a little spring break for us today. I know a lot of people must be off today because there's definitely not the usual traffic patterns around town. Went to MIA, Minneapolis Institute of Arts. They've got an amazing exhibit of Qing Dynasty, the last dynasty. The display of this is unbelievable. I mean, the presentation, the actual curator who set this up, because every room is a completely different theme, and it is amazing. And so we went out there with the kids and walked around. Of course, you know, still, I mean, Minneapolis, St. Paul, in case you're not aware, we have a cup, you know, overfloweth with great museums. And it's not just the MIA and the Walker. You've got the Wiseman. You've got the Soap Factory. You've got the Russian Museum of Modern Art. That's great. That's down on Diamond Lake Road and 35W down there. Fantastic. We're members over there. It's a great museum. There are a lot of great galleries. You know, we've had Deb Zellers from Hopkins on. I mean, a lot of these communities have great artist groups. And downtown Hopkins, you got where I live, they've got the sculptures going all around now again. So we live in just a great art town. But gosh, the MIA is just an amazing museum. And the volume of things that they've got in there is stupendous. So good down with that. And then this afternoon, I'm heading off to church a little bit after the show for a little bit. It is the somber day.
Yeah.
So I got the somber day for us Christians, and then T-Wolves basketball. No, then we pivot on a dime. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We are flying by ourselves this week today. Even though I had my hope was to have tons of guests today with Easter and other things. They had to bail, unfortunately. But I got a lot of things to get to, for sure. I do want to start off, though, with it being Friday. I want to make sure I mention in the holiday week, first of all, a thank you to everyone who sent me the invites to the Friday fish fries. I think this year I ended up with about 20 of them, which is pretty stupendous. I made it to, there's the usuals I always go to, which are fantastic. St. Albert's was great. Of course, St. Gabriel's was good. time. They're done today because no one does a Friday fish fry during on Good Friday. That generally is not what happens. So I do want to thank everyone, and I got a lot of invites. I got one to go up to White Bear Lake. I got one to go out to Stillwater. Next year, I promise I'm going to do a more of a metro-wide tour of these, and I'll report back to you. But thank you very much, and I appreciate all the feedback. And it's a good segue into Sunday, the Easter Brunch Buffet at the Park Tavern. Now, if you do not have reservations, you're not like – you know, one of the people like Hunter going with his mom or one of the people coming over to my house, you want a place to go? Well, the place to go is the Park Tavern. They've got a fantastic Easter brunch starting at 10, running till 3. You need to get reservations, though, before you get out there. Every reservation comes with an hour of free bowling, too. And it just is a wonderful experience. The food is top notch. The ham, slow roasted beef, all the breakfast and lunch items, the sides, and you're going to have a great time. You don't have to clean, you don't have to cook, you just get to go and enjoy. It is the Park Tavern, Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park, online at parktavern.net, and go to parktavern.net and give them a call to get your reservations. And you definitely want to do that probably today to make sure you can get on in. 952-946-6205. So yesterday, I made the comment, of course, that the Republicans are trying to push this idea of we're going to fix school shootings by giving a few bucks to every school district. And the things they have talked about, the Republicans have talked about, are security doors. They have talked about full-time guards at the school, okay? They have talked about bulletproof glass. They've talked about x-ray machines. Now, we actually had someone talk about what's the price when we first heard this idea, because this was once again the insanely – this is a deflection. This is a red herring. This is a canard. This is not really – a good solution, because the cost of this is going to be astronomical, and no one, if you really are intent on it and you're willing to put forward the money that is going to be needed, it's a discussion point. But then you have the discussion, wait a minute here, didn't we have a nightclub shooting? Didn't we have a movie theater shooting? Didn't we have a church shooting? Didn't we have a business center shooting? Didn't some guy shoot up the Las Vegas Strip? We can spend billions and billions and trillions of dollars nationwide in upgrading schools, but that's only addressing part of the gun slaughter in this country. So, but regardless, no one who's proposing these solutions really wants to put forward the money that is necessary for this. Because the day that we started talking about this, one of the people called up and said, what do you think the cost of one of those super-duper airport scanners would be? That is what you would probably want. You'd want to have something where that people put their bags on a conveyor belt. It went through an X-ray machine. You could see inside there. It would tell you right away if there's a gun in a backpack or something like that. And you know, so you would think to yourself, oh, well, you know, that's a few hundred thousand dollars. Bulletproof glass is god-awful expensive. That is very expensive. I mean, it's you know, $20,000, $30,000 for one big pane of glass, you know, like a door size, a glass door size, you know, 4x5. I mean, that's very expensive. A door, a security door that locks down from the inside, something like that is also quite expensive, because it's not just a door, you know, it's not like we're dealing with the Vikings of yore where they're just got a door and they're putting a log down and blocking it off. No, you have to have an electronic opening service and a buzzing intercom system. And those doors are pretty weighty and pretty heavy duty. Those are like $100,000 for a door to be installed where there is not one. Now, there's some sort of setup before to get a new one in there that's up to code would probably still be about $20,000, $30,000. And then there's the guards. We talked about the guards. You're not talking about mall cops here. Okay, you're talking about people that you are going to pay that if a gunman opens fire in the school, not only are they going to charge towards the gunman, but they are going to know how to take the gunman down, which is not something where you read a pamphlet on. I was military. I know some people that did high-end security when we came out of the military. That's what they went out and they did. They worked in New York. They worked in L.A. And they did high-end security. And they had to go through extensive training after the military to learn how to do what they were going to do, how to move people from place to place, how to take down an active shooter in an urban environment, stuff like that. I mean, that is not, you know, well, I've got a pamphlet here and we're gonna watch a 10-minute video on how to disarm a psychopath with an automatic assault weapon. So here you go. No, these are expensive. In the real world, each one of these people is about $100,000. You want someone in that school who's going to act as professional security, that's going to know how to take down an active shooter. That is not cheap. But I'll even give it, okay, fine. Let's just say we offer some sort of national training, $60,000 each. But then comes the next question. Well, if school starts at 7:30 at this school, and then you have evening activities, you have a basketball game or a baseball game on the school fields, or you have a play that's going on or a band concert, or even if it's just something of the nature of there's a PTO meeting or there's a Girl Scouts meeting that's going on in the school. I'm presuming you would want the security guard to be there at that point too, because the last thing you need is all of a sudden someone shooting up a school and killing a bunch of kids that were there for a meeting. And the question then is, well, where was the security guard? Well, he punched the clock at 5. Well, why did he? Because we had people still in the school. So that you're pretty much looking at least per school district, per school in the state, 2 security guards. At least. You better hope are willing to basically not work from June until September. They have something on the side so that they can come back to the job. So this is an expensive premise. The Republican Party of Minnesota is trying their hardest to find a scapegoat. They don't really, they talk about all these things. These are the things that they want to talk about. You know, security doors, security guards, bulletproof glass, x-ray machines. We're going to keep these kids safe. All right. They put out a $50 million proposal. Now, once again, when you hear Republicans talk, anytime they quote money, usually it's with an agenda. And when they say $50 million, they're hoping no one actually goes on out there and said, well, okay, how much would that $50 million do in each school in the state? And if you pull up the state numbers, there's 2,000 plus schools in the state, which means that's less than $25,000 per school in a one-time payment. This is not recurring. This is a one-time payment. One time. Uno. That's it. And this is what they think is actually a solution. This isn't going to do squat. And the reason why they're proposing this is because then they can look at the school districts when the next shooter kills 18 kids in a school in Minnesota and say, well, we gave the school $25,000. How come they didn't have the equivalent of a maximum security prison wing in their school? How? This is on them. This is about shifting the blame. My conservative estimates on what this would cost, at bare minimum, would be $500,000 to start up for every school. Every single school in the state would be a $500,000 investment into that school just to do what the Republican Party is saying they want to do. This is what they're saying they want to do. I mean, they're going to fall back to the, well, I didn't say it was specifically that. It's up to the school district. Well, you're not giving the school district enough money to do anything. I mean, I ran through all the things, $25,000 one-time payment. That's not going to pay for security guards. That's not going to pay for a security door. That's not going to pay for bulletproof glass. That's not going to pay for an x-ray machine. It's just not. If you want to do this, and this is, once again, this is bare minimum, would be $500,000. And then every year, to keep those security guards there, minus any other upgrades that would have to happen, you're looking at $120,000. And once again, that's god-awful cheap. That's bare minimum. That's if you have some sort of federal program that's going to hire these people and pay them $60K a year. In the real world, that's $100K per person. So that's $200,000. But I'll try to find some way to make this easier for you to digest. I'll say 60, 120 a year, which would mean for the state of Minnesota, the initial startup cost at bare minimum for what the Republicans want to do would be for the 2,000 schools in the state, $1 billion, $1 billion with a B. That would be the initial startup cost. And then every year on top of that, they would have to fund $240 million just to afford the security guards at every one of these schools. $240 million. They're offering a one-time payment of $50 million. It's not enough. Now, I did have Johnny Jackass, this conservative guy on Twitter, come up and say, "Well, Matt, I'm about to put you in your place. The schools get $10 billion a year. I'm sure that they could find some fat to trim there." Well, once again, Republican stooges. First of all, it's not $10 billion. It's actually $9.2 billion in adjusted for inflation. In the second year, was $9.4 billion. But it's still not $10 billion. So there's a dishonesty there. Second of all, it's a dishonesty there because that's the education funding for the entire state. What they want to do is take the entire education budget for the entire state, the $10 billion, and say, you can cleave off a little money here or there. Well, no, that's the entire education budget for the state. Divide that by 2,000 schools, that's $5 million a year. Now, first of all, that number doesn't make any sense because it can't be an average, because I guarantee you Minnetonka High School, Wayzata High School, Anoka Hennepin, Minneapolis, I guarantee you $5 million, that doesn't even cover their payroll in those schools. I mean, the amount of teachers and faculty, administrators they have in those schools, that's not going to cover it. But at the same time, there are going to be some smaller schools and smaller outstates where maybe 12 teachers, 14 teachers, and three, one custodian, three cooks in the kitchen, and two office people. Well, so it's going to average out. But, I mean, we're taking the $10 trillion, or was it $9.2 trillion, and averaging it out. It's a little less than $5 million per school district. That's just payroll. That doesn't talk about the heat, the lights, the electricity. It doesn't talk about office supplies. It doesn't talk about the busing. It doesn't talk about anything. But they want to throw this out there because they're trying to make it seem like we'll just take the entire education budget and dedicate it to security one year, and I guess all the kids, we'll just give them one abacus and they can share it. See, Matt, I'm a problem solver as opposed to you, Matt. Oh, go blank yourself. Seriously. Seriously. Come on. That's not a solution. I want to make sure I point out something here. I'm the one that's being practical. I'm the one that's being fiscally responsible. I'm the one that's being the fiscal conservative. You're wasting your money with that $50 million as a pittance to throw to these school districts when the reality is you could take $50 million, apply it to common sense gun control issues, actually have a far bigger impact in stopping gun crimes in schools, and as well probably save a few bucks as well. It probably wouldn't even cost you $50 million. But because they're all betrothed into the gun industry in the Republican Party, no, we're going to have floating Zeppelins with gun turrets on them outside of every school. And we'll give them $20 for that. $20 will cover that. See, what we've done is effectively now given the reason that we can blame the schools for the next gun shooting as opposed to the poor, innocent, sweet guns. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Will any media person in this town, any journalist, will any of you put a microphone in front of any of these Republicans' face and point this out to them? Because it seems to me this is just wasting our money for them to act like they've done something and they're not going to do anything at all. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Yeah, more when we come back. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950. I was looking at the stars, not the ones you see. Saw the deep.
The Spring St. Paul Art Crawl, presented by the St. Paul Art Collective, will be running April 27th, 28th, and 29th. This is a must-do experience that you will love. Over the weekend, you'll have the chance to explore a wide variety of art while touring through local artist studios, lofts, and galleries. Hosting over 350 artists, up for purchase will be paintings, photography, pottery, sculpture, fiber arts, and more. The Art Crawl sprawls over 34 locations. Join the Art Crawl and discover outstanding art for you to own. When you buy local art, you're providing to artists so that they may continue to create the art we love. The Metro Transit is supporting the local art community with free transit passes. Download your pass to ride buses and light rail for free during the Art Crawl. Be sure to get details at the stpaulartcrawl.org. That's the stpaulartcrawl.org.
Hey, it's Mike McEntee, and I have a show on AM 950 Monday through Friday from 4 to 5 o'clock. It's a free-form hour of news, interviews, and your phone calls. We don't do 10-second sound bites and yelling and screaming about issues. That may make for great entertainment, but it really doesn't help to solve the real problems we face. We try to get the whole story and have an intelligent discussion. We also occasionally have a little fun. Listen in from 4 to 5 o'clock on AM 950 Radio.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Hi, this is Paul Metza inviting you to listen to a great new episode of the Wall of Power Radio Hour this weekend. I've got a great young band on called the Carnegies. They have a great new record out called No Signs of Warning, and identical twins Royce and Roman Mars are going to chat with me for the whole show. It's this Saturday night at 6 p.m., replayed Sunday at 4 p.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Follow me at paulmetza.com.
It's really a coward's way to say, we're going to make your school safer. Here is only, at best, one twentieth of what your startup costs are going to be, at best, and the rest is on to you. And act like, oh, well, you should have just raised all the money from your taxpayers or your taxpayer base. I mean, this is not leadership. This is trying to hide. And at the end of the day, that's all this is. The Republican Party of Minnesota is betrothed to guns. They worship guns. We can regulate them. The Supreme Court's already said we can. We had the Brady Bill for how many years? We can regulate them. $50 million would we could put a statewide database that would give real background checks to prevent psychopaths from getting guns, from getting criminals from getting guns, to prevent people who have 5 violent assault convictions from getting guns. We would have the ability to do this. And the problem is that, and by the way, that wouldn't even be $50 million. Probably could get away with that with $20 million. Nope. We're just going to go on out there and act like we're going to make believe and throw some coins at the feet of these school districts when, once again, you're not willing to go on out there and pay for the teachers, pay for the facilities, pay for anything, but now all of a sudden you're going to get $1 billion? Or you're not even going to get $1 billion. You're going to get $50 million. For this, and it's not going to solve anything outside of you're going to say, oh, all their ads are going to say, we made the school safer. Well, when they say that, say, well, what did you really do? Well, we gave the schools $50 million. No, you gave every school in the state $25,000. What did they do with $25,000? Because they couldn't get a security guard for $25,000. They couldn't get a security door for $25,000. They couldn't get bulletproof glass for $25,000. They couldn't get an x-ray machine for $25,000. So, It is what it is. But challenge these people, for God's sakes. And ask them, well, who is supposed to pay for the other $1 million for this project per school in the state? I mean, think about that for your school district. That's not just one school. Say, what is it, 6 elementary schools in Edina, 2 junior highs and a senior high? And not including any immersion schools or anything like that? Another $9 million, another $9, $10 million just there, done. You're going to be able to pull that off. I mean, Edina's a wealthy community, but you're going to have a lot of people asking questions like, wait a minute here, $9 million more dollars? And that's a wealthy community. Go to a community that's mainly middle-class workers or lower-class and ask them to spend another $9 million, $10 million just on initial startup security costs. No, the most cost-effective way to do this, the most cost-effective way to do this is easily to actually start looking at the guns and start trying to limit the accessibility of guns in the hands of people that are going to do serious damage to them. That actually is something that you could do for $50 million. But because the NRA has pulled the Minnesota GOP's leash, Jennifer Loon, Kurt Dowd, and the rest of those worthless clowns, the howler monkey exhibit that's the Minnesota House right now and the Republican Party there, because they pulled their leash, basically there's a, maybe we'll shoot the kids to the moon and they can take classes on the moon and they wouldn't be, there wouldn't be any, the people with the guns would be on the earth. They'd be up on the moon. Here's $20. See, we gave you the money to send the kids to the moon. It was $20. It's not our fault that you didn't want to raise the extra $900 million it was going to take to get the kids to the moon. That's on you. We gave you $20. Gary is in Minneapolis. Let's get Gary on in here. Gary, you got to make sure you're not yelling into the phone this time, all right?
Oh, yeah, I know. You know, John Dean, he's on CNN a lot, you know, and they said that Trump goes into a complete rage whenever he sees John Dean. And John Dean of the Nixon era, you know, he came clean and exposed Nixon more than anybody. He wrote that book, Conservatives Without a Conscience. And he called Trump Nixon on steroids, you know, so we're really in a lot of trouble. And the cruelty of all these policies from Trump and the Republican Party in general has hurt so many people in this country. It just really makes me sick as when I think about it. So thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Gary. No, we'll take a break off of that. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. When we do come back, let's continue with the massive failure that is the Minnesota Republican Party and the Minnesota House. How is this that difficult for you guys to do a sexual harassment policy? Seriously, how is it this difficult? It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Minnesota's 8th Congressional District will elect a new representative this fall. There are 7 candidates running, 5 Democrats, 1 Republican, and 1 Independence Party candidate. Would you like the opportunity to compare them all side by side? Well, you got it. Listen this Saturday at 10 a.m. as AM 950 broadcasts a forum where all 7 candidates participated. That's the 8th Congressional District All Parties Candidates Forum, Saturday at 10 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Crazy about pets? We are too. The Pet Connection Show is a great venue for fun, informative, and creative conversations about pets. Join myself, Kathy Menard, and Dr. Nicole Parole, along with guests who are leaders in the dynamic and growing pet industry, as we discuss healthcare, relationships, behaviors, and even political issues as they relate to our pets. So come, sit, stay for the Pet Connection Show, Sundays 11 a.m. to noon on AM 950 Radio, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
As a family-owned business, Standard Heating and Air Conditioning has been serving the Twin Cities since 1930. A new furnace or air conditioner from Standard Heating and Air can lower your monthly utility bills, administer more consistent temperatures, and even improve indoor air quality, making your home safer and healthier for the whole family. The average heating and cooling system lasts 15 to 20 years, so if yours is on its last legs, call Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Learn more at standardheatingdeals.com. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, the comfort you deserve.
Someone asked if I really do love my Rudy Luther Toyota Sienna as much as I say I do. Well, this week I've got groceries, a Target run, 7 sports practices with carpooling for 4 of them, 2 games, 3 music lessons, 4-H, dance, helping a friend move. We'll also probably have 3 play dates. I'll have to drive to work, and I'll have at least 1 weekend family outing. Yes, it's a lot, but I get to do it all in relaxing comfort and style. Yes, I do love my Sienna, and you can fall in love for yourself at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169.
Hi, this is Kirk Duckwall with the House Geeks Real Estate Show on AM 950, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate. If you're thinking of selling your home, check us out at housegeeks.com. With over 250 sales last year, we would love to help you sell your home too. Contact us today and see how our listings sell faster and for up to 8.9% more than the Twin Cities market average, potentially netting you thousands more in your pocket. Again, go to housegeeks.com today.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for rain and snow today with a high near 41. Tonight, more rain and snow with a low around 23. Saturday, cloudy with a high near 25. And Sunday, sunny with a high near 34. Milda's Cafe is the Eat Local Minnesota restaurant of the week. They're a family restaurant featuring home-cooked breakfast and lunch, and check out their authentic Finnish pasties on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Milda's Cafe is located at 1720 Glenwood Avenue in Minneapolis, just east of Penn. Details at eatlocalminnesota.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Indeed, Milda's Cafe, restaurant of the week. You had their chicken over there, Hunter?
No, I haven't.
Oh, man, is that good. If you're like me, you're going to have a lot of ham on Sunday, and you don't really want to cook too much, I'm going to leave the children to themselves all day tomorrow. I'm sorry, you're on your own, kids. You're old enough. Hope you enjoy the cereal. That being said, I can actually make my life a little easier because I'll just go get some of that delicious Milda's Cafe chicken. Fried chicken there is sensational. Go over there and get that there. Of course, great breakfast over there as well. It's Milda's Cafe on Glenwood Avenue on the west side of Minneapolis, 1720 Glenwood Avenue. It is the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. Now, I want to put a hypothetical question out for everyone out there. Let's say you allegedly sexually harassed a coworker. Okay? Let's just say you allegedly did. We don't know what happened. You know what happened. Your coworker probably knows what happened. But because, you know, it didn't go to a court, we have to use the term alleged sexual harassment. And because of this, and clearly because there seems to be enough evidence to warrant a further investigation, you either resign in disgrace or are fired, all right? An alleged sexual assaulter clearly seems to be more than just smoke there. There seems to be some fire, which leads to the resignation of the alleged sexual assaulter, sexual harasser, or the firing of the alleged sexual assaulter or sexual harasser. How soon after you leave in disgrace from your place of business should it be before you go back to said place of business? All right. So say that you're at a Target, or you work at 3M, or you work at a coffee shop. You work at AM 950 here. All right. And something like that happened. How soon after you've left in disgrace did the perp walk of shame? How soon afterwards do you think it should be before you go back to that place of employment for a visit? Hunter, any idea? I mean, I'm just laying out that scenario for you. How long would you say would never in a million years?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to.
Well, I'm just this is not necessarily about you, Hunter. I mean, that's this is not about you. This is not a personal thing, man. Don't worry. But just saying, you know, that they're a alleged person. Someone say that was a third person here that was, you know, left in disgrace because there was an allegation of sexual assault, sexual harassment. How soon after that problem do you think that they should come back to AM 950? Ever? I don't think ever. I think you're not welcome here. Wouldn't you say that's a good fair assessment?
Yeah.
Apparently for Tony Cornish, it was, 2 months? Tony Cornish was observing the hearings in the Minnesota House of Representatives that had to hire an outside consulting firm to investigate Cornish's harassment of at least two women and imposed mandatory sexual harassment training in its members in direct response of the Cornish scandal. Cornish stepped down in November following accusations from first-term legislator Erin May Quaid, whom produced inappropriate text messages she received from Cornish and Sarah Walker, a prominent lobbyist who frequently advocates on social and criminal justice issues. What areas of interest meant Walker was often forced to reckon with Cornish, who chaired the House Committee on Public Safety and Crime Prevention. During the course of their working relationship, Cornish propositioned Walker for sex on dozens of occasions, including sometimes in the office. Once, according to Walker, Cornish told him she couldn't leave a one-on-one meeting because he had a wildly inappropriate statement, which then he then showed her a part of his body. And then another time she says that he tried to kiss her forcibly, allegedly. Cornish resigned. So I want to, okay, let's amend that scenario, shall we, Hunter? In the Easter season, say that you're in the office one day and you walk past the neighbor's cubicle and their pants are around their ankle and they're displaying a certain part of their anatomy. After that person is escorted from the building, how soon afterwards do you think it should be before Johnny Pantsless comes back to visit the office? I would say never in a million years should you darken the doorways and the hallways of this fine institution. That's just me, though. I'm a sane human being.
I can't believe they'd want to come back.
Exactly. Exactly. And at the same time, even if the employee was the dumbest human being I've heard of in a long freaking time, you would think management of said building would say, who's coming here? What? What? No, 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 no. They are not welcome here. You would think management of said business, even if the individual was the dumbest ingrate you'd ever seen in your life, with, I don't know, a handlebar mustache that makes it look like he's cosplaying that motorcycle build show, that kind of thing, you know? Even if he was the dumbest brick in the building, you would think that the business leader, the management, you would think for 1 second they would say, holy gosh, no, 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 you are not welcome here. You resigned in disgrace, or you were fired in disgrace, and we never had we took your resignation as we'll call off the wolves, but you can't come back here. Cornish resigned from his office as part of a negotiated settlement with Walker and offered what her attorney called a heartfelt apology. He also paid her legal fees. Governor Dayton called a special election to replace both Cornish and Dan Schoen, who stepped down in sexual harassment when his sexual harassment victims came forward. Cornish was not content, oh God, to let resigning under pressure be his final involvement with the Minnesota House of Representatives. Acting as if there's no reason for him to not be there, and recently disgraced ex-lawmakers showed up Tuesday morning to take in the proceedings. His presence was not lost on fellow members, including Representative Jennifer Schultz from the DFL from Duluth, who snapped a cell phone picture of Cornish as he attended several committee hearings, standing in the back room and conversing privately with other Republican lawmakers. Joe McDonald, Republican from Delano, is seen chatting with Cornish in the picture Schultz tweeted Tuesday. All right, Joe McDonald, Republican from Delano, are you really this stupid? Seriously, Representative, are you really that stupid, you moron? You know what he did. You know why he resigned. You run up to him and, hey, buddy, let's have a conversation. At no point, you moron, you don't go look at him and say, what the hell are you doing here? Get out of here, man. You're not welcome here. You don't do that? God, what is wrong with you Republicans? Individual GOP leaders, obviously, too. No issue with Cornish's return. How about the House leaders? We don't know yet. Doubt and Pepin did not respond Tuesday to CityPage's request for comment. Cornish's return to the scene of the crimes is troubling enough, given that both Walker and May Quaid, the women he harassed, still work there. Schultz came up with another unsettling thought. Several legislators were uncomfortable with Cornish's presence because we knew he has a concealed gun. He may be disgruntled for his forced resignation from the legislature. I'm sorry. Anyone that's got that kind of bad judgment, that with the allegations against you, you go back to that place? You clearly are mentally incapacitated, Tony Cornish. You should not have a gun. Here endeth the lesson, clown. God. Just unbelievable. And it there's more because, of course, the big vote that happened yesterday. But let's get Julie in Minneapolis. Julie, welcome on in.
Yeah, I just want a quick call. You know, we talk about terrorism, and you don't think about this, but I'll tell you, if I were one of his victims that had been propositioned and showed his stuff to me in the whole nine yards, I would feel really terrorized.
Allegedly, yes.
I mean, just jumping in like that. But the main reason I called is I wanted to say something that I heard a lawyer say yesterday on, it was actually on Norman Goldman's show. I think it's a huge disappointment that the Equal Rights Amendment did not pass in the mid-70s, thanks in large part to Phyllis Schlafly of the Eagle Forum. But he made the comment that if the Equal Rights Amendment had passed, the way of getting rid of sexual harassment in the workplace would have been a lot different. Groups of women could approach their employer and say, look, we're going to sue you. And it would have a lot more teeth to it. So I just wanted to jump in with his opinion.
Well,
thank you.
And Julie, thank you very much. And solid addition there. Hunter, thank you. There you go. It is unfortunate that... think about that. Say that you had an employee who had a stalker and that the stalker was showing up and you knew that and that you were threatening to get the police involved and then all of a sudden the stalker is there again. Would everyone go there? Would another coworker go up? Hey, there's my buddy, Stalker Jim. Hey, Stalker Jim. Hey, let me hang out with you, Stalker Jim, for a little bit. Huh? Isn't this great? There is such an incredible, massive level of poor judgment coming from the Minnesota Republican Party right now. It is astounding. And for the life of me, I can't understand. And this is the thing I can't understand. I mean, in the same sense as when we heard about all these sexual harassment things and we heard about this going on, and I talked about this on the show, is this really this going on at this level? I was really caught off guard. And it was not just Democratic women, but Republican women. Women overall, all saying, oh yeah, sexual harassment, sexual assault, it happens all the time. How in God's green earth can women in the Republican Party not be outraged by this? If you have been sexually assaulted, if you've been sexually harassed, and you see Tony Cornish show up in the hallways, how are you not throwing him out? I understand you guys, you circle the wagons first and then think about what you're going to say later. But just do me this one favor, Republicans. Make sure you're not one-on-one in a room with Tony Cornish, because if you're a female Republican, I guarantee you there's going to be a show. And that's kind of scary. Well, I can't guarantee it. Allegedly. But I can guarantee you this. It probably is not going to end well. Just how in God's green earth, can you guys not be outraged by this? And the reality is this: the House Republicans know what he did. They know there was a, there. They know if he would not have resigned if there was no nothing there. He would. They know what happened. This was a negotiated leave. And Tony Cornish, he didn't want to give up that seat. No, this is, I don't, how in the world, when you have anyone who's allegedly done these things, allegedly done these things, when you have someone who's allegedly done these things and they show up, how do you not call the police and have them escorted from the building? It's a failure not only in the dim bulb moron mind of Tony Cornish, but it's also a massive failure for Kurt Dowd and Joyce Pepin, who are supposed to be the leaders in that house and instead are running it like a, you know, what happens in frat house, yeah, in the frat house stays in the frat house. And that is disgusting. 952-946-6205. When we do come on back, the incredibly disappointing vote in the Minnesota House yesterday as well. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hello, I'm Dr. Vladimir von Surikov, the director and president of the Museum of Russian Art, which hosts the finest collection of Russian art in North America, as well as an award-winning gift shop, Izba. Unique gifts, artworks, and artisan-made products are sourced from artists and jewelers who use traditional Russian materials to create stunning pieces for purchase. Izba Gift Shop is on Facebook and Instagram. Our museum is at tmora.org. Visit Izba Gift Shop for that special gift you will cherish.
This is Dan Brooks, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor with RBC Wealth Management. For the past 19 years, I've been managing wealth for individuals, institutions, and corporate retirement plan sponsors. Throughout my career, I have seen common traits in successful investors. They include the courage to be diversified, the willingness to work with a professional, the discipline to follow a plan, and patience. I welcome the opportunity to help contribute to your financial success. Call me at 612-371-2396.
Hi, this is Gregory Rich from Habitation Furnishing and Design, and I'd like you to tune in to a new program, Drink in the Style. Sundays at 5 p.m., Drink in the Style is going to be a one-hour conversation about interior design and aesthetics, all while enjoying a cocktail created by a local mixologist. Drink in the Style, Sundays at 5 p.m., brought to you by Habitation Furnishing and Design.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. My first Toyota love was the RAV4 back in 1998. When I was traveling in February, I needed a rental car, and I jumped at the opportunity to drive one again. The RAV4 is fantastic with all the bells and whistles you need, and it has all the modern safety features to keep us safe, comfort as we vacationed. It fit all five of us and our luggage with ease. I was able to revisit my first love. Now, you can fall in love for yourself by test driving a RAV4 today at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169.
Hello, this is Ellen Krug with Hidden Edges Radio on Sundays from 1 to 2 p.m. My show touches people's hearts. I hear from Twin Cities listeners, and thanks to podcasts from listeners across the country, that the subjects I tackle, like our commonalities and our collective struggle to survive the human condition, really resonate. Join me this Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m. on AM 950. Maybe, just maybe, I'll touch your heart too.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. And if you did not hear, Aaron May Quaid, the representative from Apple Valley, who once again alleges sexual harassment by Tony Cornish at the Capitol. Yes. Yeah, that mess. She, in an editorial on March 15th, in the Pioneer Press, stated that there had been 100 days of wheel spinning in regards to this. It's been more than 100 days since the call for an independent task force to address sexual harassment at the state capitol. Policing itself is how the legislature got where it is. Now, Aaron May Quaid said, so now those who have been affected offer solutions, listen. Quaid, a Democrat from Apple Valley, was among women on the Capitol whose allegations of sexual harassment may have had a role in the resignation of two lawmakers last year. Now, it's bad enough that the Republicans did what the Republicans do. And when you have something like campus rape or sexual harassment in the office place, the Republicans' first concern is, well, the people that have been accused, come on, let's think about them first and foremost. Not the girl that was raped in the hospital, not her, but the frat boy who was found raping her. Come on, doesn't the frat boy rapist, don't they deserve a day in court first? Who's going to think about the rapist? That's what the Republicans do. And that's exactly what they did when they came out with their initial discussions is, you know, the mentality seemed to be, well, if you chicky poos weren't so hot, maybe these guys wouldn't be, hitting on you. And that was just disgusting. It was tone deaf. It was, and yes, I'm exaggerating it slightly, but it's not too slightly because once again, it was the victim shaming and that has got to stop. For God's sakes, you should be able to go do your damn job without having to pull your pants down unless you're going to the bathroom, for goodness sakes. Dear Lord. But they haven't done anything. And this blows my mind because how is it that you just don't, hey, 3M, do you have an HR person that could come by and drop off a copy of your sexual harassment policy? We want to try to impose the same thing at the in the Capitol. Hey, Target, can you have one of your HR people stop on by with your sexual harassment policy? Great, we'd love to see that. Hey, any business, they all have, all corporations generally have a pretty decent sexual harassment policy which addresses these issues, and you could call any of them up and get them to drop off their blueprint, which you could sit down with and impose. And yet the Republicans refuse to do it. Why? Because Tony Cornish shows up and it's Bad Boys Club again on the Capitol. Yo, yo. It's clown car. It is a culture that is broken and needs to be fixed. Yesterday, salute to the Democrats. As they move to suspend the House rules, take up House File 3030, a bill that would set up a task force to deal with sexual harassment claims at the Capitol. And of course, the Republicans said, we like Tony Cornish coming by. Dude, man, I love his handlebar mustache. God. How are you guys this bad at doing your job? Well, you're Republicans. All right, I answered the question myself, didn't I? There you go. In the age of Trump, you are sure living down to the level, aren't you? How are you this bad at doing your job? I want to make sure we understand this. Not only did the House Republicans eagerly and graciously welcome Tony Cornish, the guy who just resigned in shame after sexual harassment and sexual assault allegations were levied against him. They couldn't wait to high-five him in the committee hearing rooms earlier this week. And then they still have yet to put in a sexual harassment policy in the House because the leadership there is broken to the core. Broken to the core. I'm going to finish out this week really quick by bringing in my religion. So if for people out there that don't like when I get, I'm sorry, but I'm going to do this. A lot of you Republicans claim to be Christian. I want you to look at your behavior on this issue, on anything, on welcoming Tony Cornish on in, on your dragging your heels in regards to sexual harassment, and put out the saying you guys love to throw around there. What would Jesus do? Because I can tell you one thing he's not doing, what you Republicans are doing. That's what he's not doing. He is not proud of you. He is not condoning what you have done. For God's sake, get off your butts and do something. We're back on Monday. Mike's up next. Till Monday, see ya.